the invocation of Isis. I beheld a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon at her feet, and on her head was a diadem of the 12 stars. Hear me, O Lady Isis, hear and save. O thou Queen of love and mercy, thou crowned with a throne, thou horned as with the moon, thou whose countenance is mild and glowing, even as grass refreshed by rain, hear me, Our Lady Isis, hear and save. O thou who art in matter manifest, thou bride and queen, as thou art mother and daughter of the slain one, O thou who art the lady of the earth, hear me, O Lady Isis, hear and save. O thou lady of the amber skin, lady of love and victory, bright gate of glory through the darkling skies, O crowned with light and life and love, hear me, Our Lady, hear and save. By thy sacred flower, the lotus of eternal life and beauty, by thy love and mercy, by thy wrath and vengeance, by my desire toward thee, by all the magical names of old, hear me, O Lady, hear and save. Open thy bosom to thy child, stretch forth thine arms, and strain me to thy breast. Let my lips touch thy lips ineffable. Hear me, O Lady Isis, hear and save. Lift up thy voice to aid me in this critical hour. Lift up thy voice most musical. Cry aloud, O Queen and Mother, to save me from that I fear most. I invoke thee to initiate my soul. The whirling of my dance, may it be a spell and a link with thy great light, so that in the darkest hour the light may arise in me and bring me to thine own glory and incorruptibility. Isis am I, and from my life are fed all showers and suns, all moons that wax and wane, all stars and streams, the living and the dead, the mystery of pleasure and of pain. I am the mother, I the speaking sea, I am the earth and its fertility, life, death, love, hatred, light, darkness, return to me, to me. Isis am I, and to my beauty drawn, all glories of the universe bow down, the blossom and the mountain and the dawn, fruits blush and woman, our creation's crown. I am the priest, the sacrifice, the shrine. I am the love and life of the divine. Life, death, love, hatred, light, darkness are surely mine, are mine. Isis am I, the love and light of earth, the wealth of kisses, the delight of tears, the barren pleasure never come to birth, the endless, infinite desire of years. I am the shrine at which thy long desire devoured thee with intolerable fire. I was song, music, passion, death upon thy lyre, thy lyre. I am the grail and I the glory now. I am the flame and fuel of thy breast. I am the star of God upon thy brow. I am thy queen, enraptured and possessed. Hide thee, sweet river. Welcome to the sea, ocean of love that shall encompass thee. Life, death, love, hatred, light, darkness, return to me, to me. Hear, Lady Isis, and receive my prayer. Thee, thee I worship and invoke. Hail to thee, soul mother of my life. The Invocation of Horus. Strike, strike the master chord. Draw, draw the flaming sword. Crowned child and conquering lord, Horus, avenger. O thou of the head of the hawk, thee, thee I invoke. Thou only begotten child of Osiris thy father, and Isis thy mother, he that was slain, she that bore thee in her womb, flying from the terror of the water, thee, thee I invoke. O thou whose apron is of flashing white, whiter than the forehead of the morning, thee, thee I invoke. O thou who hast formulated thy father and made fertile thy mother, thee, thee I invoke. O thou whose garment is of golden glory with the azure bars of sky, thee, thee I invoke. Thou who didst avenge the horror of death, thou the slayer of Typhon, thou who didst lift thine arms and the dragons of death were as dust, thou who didst raise thine head and the crocodile of Nile was abased before thee, thee, thee I invoke. O thou whose nemesis hideth the universe with night, the impermeable blue, thee, thee I invoke. Thou who travelest in the boat of Ra, abiding at the helm of the Aftet boat and of the Sextet boat, thee, thee I invoke. Thou who bearest the wand of double power, thee, thee I invoke. Presence is shed the darkness of blue light, the unfathomable glory, the untraveled, the unthinkable immensity of space. Thou who concentrest all the 30 ethers in one darkling sphere of fire, thee, thee I invoke. O thou who bearest the rose and cross of life and light, thee, thee I invoke. The voice of the five, the voice of the six, 11 are the voices. Abrahadabra. Strike, strike the master chord. Draw, draw the flaming sword. Crowned child and conquering lord, Horus, avenger. By thy name of Ra, I invoke thee, hawk of the sun, the glorious one. By thy name, Harmachis, youth of the brilliant morning, I invoke thee. By thy name, Mao, I invoke thee, lion of the midday sun. By thy name, Tum, hawk of the even, crimson splendor of the sunset, I invoke thee. By thy name, Khafra, I invoke thee, O beetle of the hidden mastery of midnight. By thy name, Hur-par-krat, lord of silence, beautiful child that standest on the dragons of the deep, I invoke thee. By thy name of Apollo, I invoke thee, O man of strength and splendor, O poet, O father. By thy name of Phoebus, that drivest thy chariot through the heaven of Zeus, I invoke thee. By thy name of Odin, I invoke thee, O warrior of the north, O renown of the sagas. By thy name of Yehoshua, O child of the flaming star, I invoke thee. By thine own, thy secret name, Uri, thee I invoke. The names are five, the names are six. 11 are the names, Abrahadabra. Behold, I stand in the midst. Mine is the symbol of Osiris. To thee are mine eyes ever turned. Unto the splendor of Geburah, the magnificence of Chesed, the mystery of Da'ath, thither I lift up mine eyes. This have I sought, and I have sought the unity. Hear thou me. Mine is the head of the man, and my insight is keen as the hawk's. By my head I invoke thee. I am the only begotten child of my father and mother. By my body I invoke thee. About me shine the diamonds of radiance, white and pure. By their brightness I invoke thee. Mine is the red triangle reversed, the sign given of none, save it be of thee, O Lord. By the Laman I invoke thee. Mine is the garment of white, sewn with gold, the flashing abai that I wear. By my robe I invoke thee. Mine is the sign of Apophis and Typhon. By the sign I invoke thee. Mine also is the turban of white and gold, and mine the blue vigor of the intimate air. By my crown I invoke thee. My fingers travel on the beads of pearl. So run I after thee in thy car of glory. By my fingers I invoke thee. I bear the word of double power in the voice of the Master. Abrahadabra. By the word I invoke thee. Mine are the dark blue waves of music in the song that I made of old to invoke thee. Strike, strike the master chord. Draw, draw the flaming sword. Crowned child and conquering lord, Horus, avenger. By the song I invoke thee. In my hand is thy sword of revenge. Let it strike at thy bidding. By the sword I invoke thee. The voice of the five, the voice of the six, 11 are the voices, Abrahadabra. Therefore I say unto thee, come thou forth and dwell in me, so that every spirit, whether of the firmament or of the ether, of the earth or under the earth, on dry land or in the water, of whirling air or of rushing fire, and every spell and scourge of God, the vast one, may be thou, Abrahadabra. The four adorations. This one is to be said at sunrise. Hail unto thee who art Ra in thy rising, even unto thee who art Ra in thy strength, who travelest over the heavens in thy bark at the uprising of the sun. Tahuti standeth in his splendor at the prow, and Rahua abideth at the helm. Hail unto thee from the abodes of night. This next one is to be recited at noon. Hail unto thee, who art Hathor in thy triumphing, even unto thee who art Hathor in thy beauty, who travelest over the heavens in thy bark, at the mid-course of the sun. Tahuti standeth in his splendor at the prow, and Rahua abideth at the helm. Hail unto thee from the abodes of morning. The following should be recited at sunset. Hail unto thee, who art Tum in thy setting, even unto thee who art Tum in thy joy, who travelest over the heavens in thy bark at the down-going of the sun. Tahuti standeth in his splendor at the prow, and Rahua abideth at the helm. Hail unto thee from the abodes of day. And at midnight, this is the adoration to be recited. Hail unto thee who art Khafra in thy hiding, even unto thee who art Khafra in thy silence, who travelest over the heavens in thy bark at the midnight hour of the sun. Tahuti standeth in his splendor at the prow, and Rahua abideth at the helm. Hail unto thee from the abodes of evening.